Mary Hannah slowly sat back down. Stirring her tea, she heard Katie and Deputy Sands talking, but they seemed a long way off. He was here to speak to Katie, but Mary Hannah felt in her gut it was a ruse. The deputy was actually here to take Mary Hannah home. Her father had sent him, or Mr. Gordon had. Either way, she would be escorted back to Savannah and forced to marry a man her father's age. She would bear his children and have no freedom or happiness ever again. Katie and the deputy moved slowly in Mary Hannah's peripheral vision. The sisters, too, seemed to put in their 2 cents worth to the conversation. Mary Hannah escaped to a place in her mind where nothing was out of the ordinary, and she had nothing to do but to enjoy this lovely tea and cake. But then Katie collapsed into a dead faint. Mary Hannah leapt out of her state and rushed to her friend. The sisters looked shocked. Deputy Sands, too, stood statue still. Mary Hannah gathered Katie into her lap and shoved her hair tonic wads of hair out of her face.
"Can we call for a doctor?"
Sophia snapped out of her state of shock.
"Oh, yes, of course."
Sybil rushed to a secretary desk and shoved a piece of paper into her sister's hand. Sophia scribbled down a note and rushed to the front door. Mary opened the door and took the note. Surprisingly, the quiet woman put her fingers against her teeth and let go a shrill whistle. Within seconds, a young boy jogged onto their porch.
"Yes, ma'am?"
Mary said something to the boy. He took the note and a coin she drew out of her pocket, tipped his hat, and ran quick as a wink. Mary closed the door, returning to the back room, while Sophia rushed back to Katie and Mary Hannah.
"Mary, bring a wet cloth, please," she hollered.
Soon a bowl and cloth sat beside Mary Hannah. She dipped the cloth in the water, wrung it out, and applied it to Katie's forehead. The deputy muttered something about being sorry. Sybil shooed him on his way and promised to let him know how Katie was doing once the doc assessed her condition. It took everything the deputy had in him to pull himself away. Mary Hannah smiled within herself. He wasn't here to take her back home or to arrest Katie. That man was head over heels smitten for Katie. This was news to Mary Hannah. Good news. At least one of them had a striking chance at romance since they came to Denver. Mary Hannah continued to wipe Katie's brow, pleased to know her friend would soon learn she had a beau.
"Should we get her off the floor?"
Sybil wrung her hands and hung over Katie and Mary Hannah, like a buzzard sitting on a tree branch, sizing up a wounded mouse on the ground. Mary Hannah moved to try to gather Katie and lift her onto the divan.
"No." Sophia stepped closer. "Let's wait for Doc. He can help us get her into her room."
Mary Hannah nodded in agreement. She was fine sitting here with Katie. Besides, Mary Hannah knew how stout Katie was. Although she looked soft and delicate in her yellow Easter dress, she was a tomboy through and through. There was no telling what she weighed. Mary Hannah doubted she and the elderly ladies could lift Katie, let alone carry her up the stairs. A soft tap came to the door. Mary opened it, and a gentleman walked in. Or rather, he limped in.
"Pardon me, Mrs. Cartwright."
He waddled into the parlor as if he were familiar with the place.
"Doc Campbell is out at the Phillips place. May I be of assistance?"
He stopped at the parlor door, his mouth gaping. Then, bringing his lips together, he smiled.
"Oh dear, what happened?"
He rushed, as limited as he was, to Mary Hannah's side, peering at the crumpled Katie draped in Mary Hannah's lap.
"She fainted,"
Mary Hannah offered. It was all she could say. The substitute doctor's crystal blue eyes had caught her tongue and had it wrapped up in a neat little package that she couldn't untie. He was young and beautiful. His dark hair lay in ringlet curls across the top of his head. A slight shadow of whisker stubble darkened his jaw. And when he spoke, his soft lips exposed chalky white teeth. Mary Hannah stared at his mouth.
"What's your name?"
he asked, rummaging through a black leather case that he had brought with him.
"Mary Hannah,"
she muttered.
"And what is our patient's name?"